It's now time for the Weekly Greyhound Report with Mick Floyd.
How are you, Mick? You well?
Very well, thank you, Michael. That's a very big introduction. I'm flattered.
I'm happy to do that every week. All you need to do is provide us with winners.
We'll absolutely do what we can. A good win by Quarra Vale on the weekend in the maturity. It was and a silly price, to around $4. Fantastic result, and she's a very, very good greyhound, and looking forward to seeing her go around again on Friday.
Absolutely. Before we get into the week's racing, just quickly, unfortunately, the COVID situation has claimed the Nationals once again, which is just really disappointing for everyone involved.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the real jewels in the crown, the National Championships. Obviously, it's a race that brings all the greyhounds from around the country, and therein lies the issue for the organisers. It's a real shame for the Meadows as a host club. There's a lot of work that goes in, and as you know, a lot of the events supporting the Nationals had already been cancelled, and unfortunately, with the restrictions the way they are at the moment, and the fact that we'd potentially have to be moving 14 dogs and connections around the country and from New Zealand makes the race unviable, unfortunately. So, again, we'll lose the Nationals in 2021, but on a positive side, the state championships should still go ahead largely untouched, as we did last year as well. And that one night of racing, we see the state sprint and distance finals run from each state and in New Zealand on the same night. It's a massive night of greyhound racing, one of my favourite nights of the year. So looking forward to seeing that going ahead. But yeah, unfortunately, the national final will be scrapped again.
All right, we do have some good racing this weekend, including the St Ledger on Friday night.
We do, yeah. The Warragul St Ledger, it's a really nice race, this one. It's a fantastic honour roll, and it's really built up a nice little niche there for greyhounds on the rise, and this year will be no different as well. We've got three heats of the St Ledger. Some of the big names heading down that way. Kilblins, who anyone who listens to this segment knows I'm a massive fan of the dog. He's going around in the first heat. We see Aston Fastnet go around in the second heat, along with Shimmer Classic and Handsome Rhino, who was fifth in the maturity on Saturday. And then final heat, we've got Rebellious, Black Avenger, Rapunga Reject, and maturity winner Quarra Vale going around in that final heat there. So it's a really, really nice night of racing. And it's, as I said, it's been a really good form race and a good form reference going forward. Just looking at the honour roll from some of the recent winners, including the greyhounds of the ilk of Fanta Bale, Catcher Thief, Jimmy Newell, Aston Cometo, Rapunga Daniel. So a really nice race there. And a really strong support card as well with the Simon Benson Memorial for the older dogs. It's only grade 5, but the quality of the greyhounds in there is really, really good. So really looking forward to that on Friday night.
All right. Where can we find some winners this weekend, Floydie?
Yeah, we'll go to Sandown Park on Thursday night. It's not too often you say this, but the race I'm really looking forward to on Thursday night is race 3. It's a grade 5 event, but we see Aston Rupee going around. He's got a 29.06 best at Sandown Park. He was a very good winner at the Meadows on Saturday night, and he'll be heading towards that state championship at the Meadows on Saturday week, I think those heats are. So really good race there. Race 3, number 3, the best on the card. Race 5, number 3, Persian Goddess, was very, very good, stepping up to 5.95 on Sunday, and should be very hard to beat the final Thursday night.
Good on you, Floydie. Enjoy the weekend.
A pleasure. Thank you.